USA Radio News.
The House January 6th committee seeks to eliminate the Electoral College and stop former President Donald Trump from running for office in 2024. This according to Representative Jim Jordan of Ohio. He spoke to Newsmax.
This thing is so partisan, they went out and hired the former president of ABC News to choreograph this documentary, this production. And who's their first witness going to be? The documentarian who was embedded with this group. So that sort of tells you everything you need to know about what this committee's objective really is and how truly partisan the whole operation is.
Gas prices rose again on Wednesday, setting another record high and adding to a string of consecutive record high days. AAA reports the national average price for a gallon of unleaded gas is $4.96. This is USA Radio News.
You ever make a change and then think, why didn't I do this years ago? Well, that's how people feel about switching to MediShare for their health care. Especially now, with inflation the way it is, people are very happy with the savings. Most families save about $500 a month when they switch. It's a huge help when prices are going up so fast in so many other areas. And MediShare's customer satisfaction rate is double that of health insurance. It's just a different experience, and people really like that. MediShare is an alternative to health insurance. It's a community of Christians who share each other's health care bills, and it's been going strong for over 25 years. It really is the gold standard, the most trusted name in healthcare sharing. Find out why people love it. Find out why they rave about the customer service, and find out how good it feels to save some money right now. They're super easy to talk to. Here's the number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
The Denver Broncos have a new owner. Reporter Lance Pry has the details.
The Denver Broncos of the National Football League are being sold for roughly $4.65 billion, a record in United States sports sales. Rob Walton, who is the billionaire heir to Walmart, has officially entered into a purchase agreement with the Broncos. When the dust settles, Rob Walton will be the wealthiest NFL owner, valued at $58 billion.
The Biden administration is undergoing a period of unusually high staff turnover as President Joe Biden nears 18 months in office. Long hours, low morale, and relatively low pay are taking a toll on both the ranks of the senior staff and the more numerous junior aides who keep the White House running. Hot weather is expanding from Texas and across the western U.S. with record temperatures forecast. Fox Weather said the heat wave will continue to build in the south and southwest. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A pro-abortion activist group sent a message to Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh's wife and daughters. On the same day, police arrested a would-be assassin near their home.
Nicholas John Roski is facing charges of attempted murder of a federal judge after he was arrested near the home of Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh's Maryland home. When he was arrested, investigators say Roski was carrying a pistol, a knife, pepper spray, zip ties, a crowbar, and other items. Utah Republican Senator Mike Lee joins Fox News and talks about when Democratic Senator Chuck Schumer said at a rally that Kavanaugh had released a whirlwind and would pay the price during his confirmation period.
These were words that were intended to bring about that kind of reaction, and that's what we face today.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Mortgage rates are back on the upswing after a brief decline in May, and the housing market is still suffering from a lack of listings. Total mortgage application volume fell 6.5% last week compared with the previous week, according to the Mortgage Bankers Association's seasonally adjusted index. The average contract interest rate for a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage increased to 5.4%. And Johnny Depp's lawyers hinted they may not collect a payout from Amber Heard. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.